You know, Burma Road. The Burma Road went from Rangoon up into Kunming, China, I guess, ahead of time. Some of that was blacktop, actually. It wasn't bad.
Okay.
But then the Japanese got all that. So then when Lido, India, what the Americans had to do was build a road. I don't know how many miles down through there.
Mm-hmm.
And where it was pretty rough. And in fact, there'd be guys up there with these bulldozers smoothing that out. Killers just kick the rocks off and try to keep so you go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered how many of them ever went off the edge, but bring them bulldozers up that high. And actually, before you got through there, there's some army trucks laying down there. Somebody went off. None of us did, but they just left them lay there because couldn't get them out.
Yeah. Now, was this toward the end of the war when you were doing that?
Yeah, that would be, I don't know, probably pretty close to the end because I just can't think right now what time that would be.
Was it different than China as far as geography or?
Well, Burma was just big mountains.
Okay, all right.
It was different. And another thing, when you first leave Lido, you come down to what you call Michinal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you study history, them guys, Americans took Michinal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Merrill's Marauders took Michinal.
Who's Marauders?
Merrill's Marauders,
okay.
They called
him. Right.
He was a guy, but the Americans wouldn't hardly, I mean, they just about killed them all or crippled them all.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got down to Michinal, stayed all night there, and Michinal was kind of down in a valley, and it was completely destroyed. There wasn't one building standing.
Hmm.
And you wondered how, I mean, that's when you realize war was bad, because it's total destruction.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing standing. You can't believe how bad things is tore up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if planes done it, or artillery done it, or what done it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some Japanese tanks sitting there. Big hole blew in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so something hit them pretty hard.
Right.
And so, and then we went on through there, and another town called Bhamo, B-H-M-O, was the same way. It was blown to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And those Burmese wasn't many around there. So I figured, well, maybe a lot of them got killed or had to run and hide somewhere, but it would have been real hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Burma's probably never got over that war.
Probably not, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And with those big mountains, you can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You go down there along the coast, but but you can't get around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no way to do it. So the poor people there has got a hard time. And but anyway, well, what I learned on the History Channel, like, okay, we stopped at Lido, and we don't know him, but they're Proses.
Mm-hmm.
Live up north there. I mean, he grew up with my folks, with my, and Charles Prose and me went to school together, and he was stationed at Lido, India.
Okay.
And when we stopped there, I got to go see him. And he took care of the guys who went crazy, soldiers.
Oh.
They had a big hospital there, and I mean, there were several buildings, but he showed me what he had to do, and he had a bad job, because he had to take care of all these guys who was crazy, which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had some Chinese soldiers in there, and he had this one soldier there. He said, went in there and showed me him. All day long, he just made his bed. He read it out, talking Chinese. Just did it. He said he did it all day, every day. That's all he ever done. And I wondered, well, why they got Chinese soldiers there?
Mm-hmm.
Then later on the History Channel, they found said when they took Michinal, had to take a bunch of Chinese soldiers down there to finish pushing the Japs out.
Okay.
Because the Americans was beat so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, that's probably what happened. They probably, a bunch of them went crazy and they had to bring them up here, and then the Americans just took care of them as long as they could.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They might still be done. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But
so a lot of your driving was mountain driving then?
Well, through Burma and around, it was all mountain driving, northern Indians mountain driving, but then the rest of it was level.
Okay, all right.
See, even when most of the runs were from in China, went up over two kind of little ridges, but they wasn't bad mountains.
Okay.
They wasn't like, see, Burma, their mountains just wind up, wind up. They had a lot of big mountains here.
Okay. Now, did you have, I mean, sometimes your trucks would break down, I assume.
They had, see, our company had six mechanics. And,
okay.
And they always tried to be out there all the time.
Okay, they traveled with you, in other words.
Well, some of them did. They was around their clothes to help fix everything up.
Okay.
See, sometimes we had to fix our own tires, though, because you used to have a lot of tire trouble.
Yeah, I would think on all those rocks.
Well, yeah, the roads were just built by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Them Chinese built that by hand, see. Mm-hmm. Well, even in India, a lot of it was built by hand. So was always blowing tires and ruining springs.
Mm-hmm.
So I got so I could change springs or anything.
Mm-hmm. And you just carried extra ones with you?
Well, when you got back to somewhere, you tried to have a spring, if you had a bunch of spring, you try to get back and put it in or fix your tire or whatever you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, on them six for six, that, you know, six speeds.
Right.
See, sometimes if you blowed enough tires, you had to take a chain part of it up.
Mm-hmm.
And come and driving in that way. Yeah. So I've had to chain it up, but everybody did. They broke the doggone many tires.
Mm-hmm.
And they were shipping tires in all the time, trying to keep tires on everything. But I actually have brand new trucks.
Yeah.
They shouldn't need nothing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I went to Chittagong, India. Well, it's probably Bangladesh now. And they had all these brand new trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the army was, you know. Instead of going out, and there's about 60 of us went down there. And anyway, got these new trucks. Well, rode on the train all night, in the Indian train. But anyway, got there. Of course, I think the English run out all that stuff. But anyway, got down there, and they had an old guy, looked like a lot of trucks, thousands,
mm-hmm.
or two. We tried to get 60, so they said, well, give us each a number. So instead of just laying off some and just taking them, it's all brand new. Well, then you go out through there and say, well, there's your number, so you take it out and get it ready to go. And I remember there, the problem was brake fluid. It ran out of brake fluid.
Hmm.
And I had plenty of oil, I had to go on gas, but no brake fluid. And some of the trucks' brakes were low, so you didn't have brake fluid.
Yeah.
So, well, get them ready to go, well. So you go out there and you break another truck loose, pump the brake fluid out. Which is almost, instead of taking that truck.
Right. You think that would have made more sense.
Yeah, well, it would have. It would have made more sense.
Uh-huh.
But then they didn't do it that way, because you didn't remember the truck, so you take them. Mm-hmm. But them were brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some brand new trucks. And I doubt they had 2,000 miles.
Yeah.
Or three by the time we got to China, see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in other words, the electric motors and everything should have been real good.
Right.
Yeah. And so mostly nothing broke, except
the tires.
Tires and the brakes, and once in a while a U-joint go out or something. Sometimes they had something go wrong, but general mechanics would either fix it or they'd ship something in to fix it. They'd fly them in and they'd just kind of keep working on them. And they had the mechanics trained to just know how to go in them trucks and fix them. We're supposed to keep everything up to date, like plenty of oil and this, plenty of that. But they did the work. See, the guy that day in China, I had to lay all day. There was a guy there with a U-joint out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're waiting. He's going to bring another truck with a U-joint in it. He's going to put it in. So anyway, then I said, all going sick. This is a drink water. So he got a big old kettle out there and fill it full of gas. And so we had these 5-gallon water cans, 5-gallon gas cans, carried on your truck. So he set up there and he boiled that doggone water. That's what I drank. I had good boiled water there. So I appreciate him doing that.
Yeah. Okay, is there anything else that you can think of?
No, that's about it. That's all I can think of.
Okay.
I told you my life story there.
That's good. That's good.